guard my need. Your Father knows what things you have need of. Matthew 6 verse 8. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. We all have a number of needs in our lives. In 1943, Abraham Maslow proposed his own hierarchy of needs in every area of life. Starting with basic physiological needs, he progressed up his graduation ladder. Physiological needs, safety needs, the need to love and be loved, and to have a sense of belonging, the need for esteem and self-actualization. However applaudable and true this gradation on the human needs scale is, two of the most important human needs were overlooked or ignored by Maslow, needs that should have been the capstone of his research and pinnacle of man's hierarchy of need. First, my need of God himself. And second, my need of the things in life that God alone can supply. If I fail to recognize these two fundamental needs, then I am blind to reality. For man's need, fulfilled in any other way, becomes an empty vacuum filled with nothingness. But how many Christians fail to understand the depth of our need for God, and how many believers care little about him and take him so much for granted? How many approach God superficially, with no heart longing for his presence? Intimacy with our Saviour and Lord is the most precious grace he has given us, for he is the wellspring of our life, both physical and spiritual. He is my Alpha, my Genesis, my redemption, my sanctification, my glorification, and my Omega. He is the source and the finisher of all that I am, for ever and for eternity. But this need of God is circumnavigated by our need of his bountiful supply. All the blessings in life flow in abundant measure from his eternal supply. But most people give neither thought nor thanks for his moment-by-moment provision. And yet not one of us could draw another breath unless he empowers us to do so. No believer would express discontent of our present position, nor would we fear the future if we truly and honestly recognize the enormity of his supply that comes from God and the countless blessings that are poured out on our heads day by day. God has promised to supply all your needs according to his abundant riches in glory. He has also promised to heal all your infirmities, and God can foil the tempter's power in every believer's life. Your Father knows all that you need before you even ask him, but he knows the importance of our need of him, and he regulates our lives so that our need of him draws us ever closer into his bosom. Do you remember Martha, the sister of Mary and Lazarus, or how she flapped and bothered about the needs and necessities of life? Do you recall her murmuring against the Lord and her focus on self? Jesus said, "Martha, Martha, you are caring and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen the best part, which shall not be taken from her." Oh, how we need him in all things, and how we need to take dear Mary as our precious example. She chose the better part, a responsive attitude to divine love. Mary's need of Jesus was placed before everything, above all in her whole life. We think of this life as being on a timeline, with there being one final day, death or the rapture being the last concluding mark of our life. How foolish are our little minds and thoughts, for that is untrue. The termination of this life on earth is nothing more than a portal, a door into the closer reaches of his love and his heart. In both time and eternity, our need of him will never diminish one jot, but we need to recognize how much we need him, here and now. There is one needful thing in life, and the pinnacle of all we need is our need of Christ.